strength like no other. Strength like no other. It reaches to me. You are my strength. Strength like no other. Strength like no other. It reaches to me. You are my strength. Strength like no other. Strength like no other. It reaches to me. You are my strength. Strength like no other. Strength like no other. It reaches to me. In the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name, you lift me up. You lift me up. In the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name, you lift me up. You lift me up. You are my peace. Peace like no other. Peace like no other. It reaches to me. You are my peace. Peace like no other. Peace like no other. It reaches to me. Oh, in the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name, you lift me up. You lift me up. In the fullness of your grace, in your power of your name, you lift me up. You lift me up. In the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name, you lift me up. You lift me up. Lord, you reign forever. Lord, you reign forevermore. Lord, you reign forevermore. Lord, you reign forever. Lord, you reign forevermore. Lord, you down at the thought of you. In adoration of your greatness and truth, the earth trembles and the heavens proclaim your royalty. All power is in your hands. Lord, you reign, reign forever. Lord, you reign forevermore. Lord, you reign, reign forevermore. Lord, you reign, reign forever. Lord, you reign forevermore. Lord, you reign, reign forevermore. The angels bow down at the thought of you, in adoration of your greatness and truth. The earth trembles and the heavens proclaim your royalty. All power is in your name. The angels bow down at the thought of you, in adoration of your greatness and truth. The earth trembles and the heavens proclaim your royalty. All power is in your hands. You reign. You reign. You reign. You reign, you reign, you reign, you reign, you reign. Lord, you reign, reign forever. Lord, you reign forevermore. Lord, you reign, reign forevermore. Lord, you reign, reign forever. Lord, you reign forevermore. Lord, you reign, reign forevermore. You are my strength, strength like no other, strength like no other, reaches me. You are my hope, hope like no other, hope like no other. It reaches to me. You are my joy, joy like no other, joy like no other. It reaches to me. It reaches to me.
At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the host. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Kaylin. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Praise God, praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Kaylin, bringing us before, ushering us before the presence of the Lord this morning. I tell you, He is our strength, strength like none other. Praise God, praise God, praise God. And thank you, Brother Darrell, seating and greeting everyone with the love of the Lord in your heart. To God be the glory for the great and mighty things that he is doing. Good morning, good morning, good morning, my TMC family and friends. So glad that you joined us this morning. My name is Brenda Terrell, residing here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and I am thankful and grateful God woke us up one more day to give him praise and to give him glory. This is the day that the Lord have made, and we truly will rejoice and be glad in it. Now, we heard that it is Women's Month, but today is definitely Ash Wednesday, where we all come before the Lord and start remembering what he has done for us. And we're going into the season, the Lenten season, where we are going to be reminded that God, Jesus, came to this earth to die for our sins, and we are so grateful. Listen, I tell you, I am so excited because, as Brother Darrell had mentioned in his tag, confidence in God, we have this very confidence that God is faithful. And we are truly grateful. Let me share just a little bit about this call. It started back in October 25th of 2010 with our wonderful, wonderful co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And with their yes, they stood on the scripture, the word of God, Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, we do have a website you can go to any time of the day and the hour. And guess what? All our messages have been archived there, so you can always go back and listen to these wonderful messages as well as the bios of our speakers. Now, also, you'll see that we have a theme for this year, and our theme is in 2022, God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience will we continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. And we are resonating on Isaiah 1:19-20 with that. Now, also, you might ask, well, what got you guys together here over 11 years ago? Well, it was this awesome and amazing company called Artists International, a company that was founded and established by Antonio Diaz de Leon. And I tell you, with the wonderful health and wellness products, second to none, okay? And you could get with the person that invited you to this call, and they'll be more than happy to share more information with you. But better still, we have a call every Monday through Friday right after this call, and today is Awareness Wednesday. So today is definitely a great day to get on and hear our wonderful power couple of health. I call them King Reggie and Queen Victoria Flanagan, will share with us diverticulitis. You want to hear about the symptoms and causes and what can be done to help with this symptom. So that number is 667-770-1525. Okay, 667-770-1525. And the PIN is 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. And if you have a company that wants to charge you, there is a bypass number you can dial first. It's 716-293-9707, 716-293-9707. And follow the prompts, and it'll get you to the call. All right, well, I tell you, I am excited and delighted on this Ash Wednesday. We are in the middle of a series, and on this wonderful day, you're going to hear this phenomenal, phenomenal teacher. Listen, I call her the greatest historian of all times, okay? Because she is a wonderful history teacher. She is a wonderful friend. She is a wonderful counselor. The list goes on and on. I tell you, if you want somebody to pray with you in behalf of anything, she will stand with you and we could watch God operate, okay, because she is a warrior in prayer. She loves people. She loves to help people. She is a teacher, a mentor. I can go on and on. But not only that, she has been a successful industrial engineer. She is our mother eagle, and she has been talking to us about from Africa to America, and I am getting out of the way because I know she's got great information to share with us today. So let me pray, and then the voice you will hear next will be that of Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Father, we thank you for this awesome time in this hour. We give your name praise and we give your name glory. And Lord God, we thank you for the speaker that's going to come forth. Lord, you used her mightily yesterday. And Father, we expect, I know, even more because, Lord God, she depends totally on you. We thank you in advance, Father God, that we will receive and hear what the Spirit is telling to our hearts and our minds, that we go forth to be the people that you called us to be. We say greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world because of this great information that's shared with us each and every day. Father, anoint your daughter like never before in this season, in this hour. We thank you for every good and perfect gift that only comes from you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say hallelujah and amen. I'll turn it over to our speaker, Dr. Vanessa.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Prayer General, on this sacred Ash Wednesday morning. Greetings to our entire Master's Call family. Just thank each and every one of you for being a part of what God is doing in this time and in this season. Special thanks and shout out to Brother Daryl Meekins, Minister Daryl, with so much love. And you can feel his heart as he greeted and seated our entire family as we came on the line, and then followed up by truly our youngest member, but just an anointed vessel in worship and song with Psalmist Kaylin Lee there in Chicago, our college student. We're so grateful as a part of this family. And thank you for truly setting the atmosphere, of course, followed up by our phenomenal Prayer General. We love and appreciate you and all that you do. Before I forget, hadn't had a memory charge yet, want to give a special shout out of thanks to everyone who joined last night on Clubhouse with our part two of the Prophecy to the Promise. Lord, help me, teach me how to handle my in the meantime. Just so grateful when I saw so many of you supporting the ministry, gathering of the Eagles ministry. And as we are journeying on with this study of Africa to America, we have always been there. You know, the historian in me wants to make sure that we all understand what today really means. And I'm going to go over that history just briefly, and then encourage each and every one of you to give up something. We've done the food most of this year, and many of you have been so diligent, so good about the Daniel's diet and Daniel's fast, and you know, turning down your plate. But I'm going to ask you to give up something, some favorite programs, some movies, or whatever you do that is an action to give that up for the next 40 days. All we're doing is getting our flesh fit for the future. And so we continue to deny the flesh so that it understands that the Spirit of the Lord has free reign. A little brief history about the background, the history of why Ash Wednesday is so important. Many times in Protestant and more so in Pentecostal circles, we haven't always been taught how very important it is, and we kind of roll right past it. But Ash Wednesday, we know about Mardi Gras, we don't really know as much about Ash Wednesday. So Ash Wednesday is a Christian holiday of prayer and fasting. It is preceded by Shrove Tuesday, Fat Tuesday, as some of them call it, S-H-R-O-V-E Tuesday. And it falls on the first day of Lent, the 6 weeks of penitence before Resurrection Day. Ash Wednesday is traditionally observed by Western Christians. It is observed by Catholics in the Roman Rite, Lutherans, Moravians, Anglicans, Methodists, Nazarenes, as well as by many from the Reformed tradition. As it is the first day of Lent, many Christians begin Ash Wednesday by marking a Lenten, L-E-N-T-E-N, calendar, and that's praying a Lenten daily devotional and making a Lenten sacrifice that they will not partake of until the arrival of Resurrection Day. Now, many Christians attend special church services. Ash Wednesday derives its name from the placing of ashes on the foreheads of participants to either the words repent and believe in the gospel, or the dictum which says, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. And we know that comes right out of the Word of God. Now, the ashes are prepared by burning palm leaves from the previous year's Palm Sunday celebration. So most churches who really are structured in understanding and have the tradition of coming into church on Ash Wednesday, they literally from year to year would save these palm branches and burn them and use those sacred ashes to mark an X, which is a cross on your forehead. Now, Lent is 40 days long, not including Sundays according to the calendar. That means the season is really 46 days long overall. Lent begins on Ash Wednesday and ends on Holy Saturday. Or at the start of Easter Triduum of the evening of Maundy Thursday in the Catholic Church. And for us, it's just that Thursday before Good Friday and into our resurrection weekend. Ash Wednesday is always 46 days before Resurrection Day. And Resurrection Day is determined as a Sunday following the first full moon that happens on or after the March equinox, which is always March 21st. I know some of y'all will say, why does Easter change from year to year? Well, that's why. It's following the first full moon that happens on or after the March equinox, which is always March 21st in the Christian church calendars. And so a priest makes a cross of ashes on a worshiper's forehead. The prevailing form is occurring in most of our English-speaking churches. Ashes are ceremonially placed on the heads of Christians on Ash Wednesday, either by being sprinkled on their heads or in English-speaking countries more often by being marked on their foreheads as a visible cross. And so that's a little history. I'm going to stop there and encourage those who may not be of a liturgical order where they have a physical cross placed on their forehead, but in our hearts, let's make a decision and join with us on these next 40 days to give up something. And I encourage you to stay with your prayer partners that you've already had and encourage each other and help each other make it through these days. All righty. Well, again, we started the series yesterday from Africa to America. We've always been there. And my motif, my aim, my goal is to help people of color, especially black people, understand that we have always been in the scriptures. And unfortunately, many times the pictures that we have seen did not reflect who these people really were. So we're giving you an historical understanding, giving you scriptures, encouraging you to wrestle with the word, but make sure the word wins. We're going to start in the Old Testament and kind of cover that quickly and head into the New. When the Israelites settled the land of Canaan, the land of promise, there were Africans among them. Some may have left Egypt along with the Israelites at the time of the Exodus. I know the movie Ten Commandments didn't really show that, but many of them left with the children of Israel because they were part of that order, and others came with the military invaders. You find that in 1 Kings, 14th chapter, 25th through 28th verse. In 2 Chronicles 12, verses 2 and 3. 2 Chronicles 14, verses 9 through 15. And 2 Chronicles 16, verse 8. Apparently, an Ethiopian colony was created at Gerar, G-E-R-A-R, and I spell these things because I want you to be able to historically go back and check them. And they were, this was a buffer between Egypt and Judah. Now, thus, the Ethiopians became permanent residents in Palestine, remaining there until the time of Hezekiah, and that was in 1715 through 685 B.C. before Christ. Now, accordingly, we read, they journeyed to the entrance of Gedor, to the east side of the valley, to seek pasture for their flocks, where they found rich, good pasture, and the land was very broad, quiet, and peaceful, for the former inhabitants there belonged to Ham. And that's in 1 Chronicles 4, verses 39 through 40. Further, a group of Palestinians and Arabs were said to be settled near the Ethiopians. So we were there, 2 Chronicles 21, 16. Now, persons of African descent appear to have taken an active role in Israel's social and political life. The bride in Song of Solomon clearly lets you know that she's black and beautiful, and that's found in Songs of Solomon 1, verse 5. A Cushite who possessed tact, discretion, and a high position in the royal court appeared as a trusted courier sent to tell David the news of his son Absalom's death. That's in 2 Samuel chapter 18, that 19 through 32nd verse, when, you know, Absalom turned on his father, King David, and literally he trusted the Cushite to go, and that's who was used to go and bring him the news. Now, Africans continued to enjoy royal favor as Solomon married an Egyptian princess. 1 Kings 9, 16, 1 Kings 24, 2 Chronicles 8, and her name, as I said yesterday, was Naamah, spelled N-A-A-M-A-H, and it means pleasant, lovely, and she was one of the 700 wives and of the 350 concubines of King Solomon. And I laughed and said yesterday, brother was busy. That's a lot of women for 1 year, but hallelujah. And the mother of his heir, Rehoboam, remember hearing about her, according to both, and that's in 1 Kings 14, 21 through 31, and 2 Chronicles 12, verse 13, and you'll find that in the Hebrew Bible, she was an Amorite. And as such, Naamah was one of the only two of all of the queen mothers of Israel or Judah who was a foreigner, the other being Jezebel. She was also the only one of Solomon's wives to be mentioned within the Hebrew Bible as having bore a child. I don't know how that happened with all those women, but she was the only one recorded to be having born a child. And he also received the Queen of Sheba. We heard in the scripture, that's 1 Kings 10, 1 through 13, 2 Chronicles 9, 1 and 2. Now, this influential queen ruled dark-skinned peoples on both sides of the Red Sea, you know, the sea that parted from Moses and he went across. Queen of Sheba was running it on both sides, and she may well have initially come to Solomon to negotiate a trade treaty with his growing maritime power. Though she tested him with many hard questions, and that's clearly stated in 1 Kings 10, in the end, she told him all that was in her heart, and it appears that in this black woman, Solomon found a kindred spirit with whom he could discourse freely. Now, the scriptures are not clear, and historians are fair to say whether or not their relationship ever was sexual. There is evidence that other alliances did indeed produce children. We have that recorded in the book of Zephaniah, a descendant of Hezekiah. It's called the son of Cushai. It brings special prophecies about Cush in Zephaniah 1, verse 1, Zephaniah 3, verse 10, Jehudi, J-E-H-U-D-I, that again, that courier sent to bear Jeremiah's message from Barak to King Zedekiah, appeared to have had a Cushite ancestor. Where do we find that? Jeremiah 36, verse 14. Zedekiah appears to have had a Cushite ancestor because faithfully, Barak stands before the king. He reads the words of God while the king slashes the scroll and casts it in the fire. But he did as Jeremiah asked him, again in Jeremiah 36, 21, and that 23rd verse. Ebed Melech, and that's E-B-E-D hyphen M-E-L-E-K, he was a confidential advisor of the king, and he is identified as a Cushite four times. And I keep saying it, we were always there. In Jeremiah 38, that seventh verse, in Jeremiah the 10th chapter, in the 12th chapter, in Jeremiah 39, the 16th verse, believing that Jeremiah was bringing God's authentic voice to Judah, he risked his life to rescue this great prophet Jeremiah we read about from the sistrum and secure for him a hearing with the king. Jeremiah commends the courier's faith in Jeremiah 39, 15 through 18, and proclaims him a special covenant of God's protection. Now, when Cushite pharaohs ruled over Egypt, they contracted military alliances with both Israel in the northern kingdom and Judah in the southern kingdom, especially during the time of the 25th, or what's called the Cushite dynasty. And they contracted an alliance against Assyria and Hoshea, the king of Israel, while Tiraka, and it's spelled T-I-R-H-A-K-A-H, he came to the aid of Hezekiah when Jerusalem was besieged. And that's recorded in 2 Kings 19, the 9th chapter. Monitory figures he made of himself so that you would clearly know and reveal his African features, and his enormous stature still towers above the great temple complex in Karnak in Egypt. From Africa to America, we've always been there. And I'm just going to start the New Testament, and we'll finish up on that tomorrow. There were plenty of Africans in the New Testament. The kingdom of Cush continues to play a role in the New Testament, where we read of the conversion of Candace's Ethiopian treasurer in Acts 8. In Acts 8, the New Testament, the book of Acts that Luke wrote, in that 26th through 39th verse, Candace was the royal title of the Queen Mother of Nubia, a powerful African nation located principally in what is now Sudan. Greek was spoken in the court, so the chamberlain would have had no problem reading the Septuagint version of the prophet Isaiah. And Philip, we remember hearing about Philip, when he was witness to and that chariot, and a Greek-speaking Jew who would easily have communicated the gospel to him. It was Candace who wielded the real political and military power from her capital city in Meroe, spelled M-E-R-O-E. While her son served as a religious figurehead, the royal mother made gifts to deities on behalf of the kingdom and may have sent her chamberlain with a gift to Jerusalem. And again, further to the north lay Cyrene, the capital city of the Roman province of Caesarea. The city was famous for three schools of philosophy. I kind of hit this, but wanted to take time because the native sons, they excelled in medicine, in mathematics, in rhetoric and literature. Most of the movies we grew up seeing just showed us running through the jungle, did not even show that there were schools of learning, and people came from all around the world to sit and listen and learn. All we heard about in school was Aristotle, Plato, and Socrates, but we've always been there. Aristoteles, who is approximately in 2000 BC, He computed the circumference of the earth with remarkable expertise and accuracy. I'll remind folks, those of us who are in Greek fraternities and sororities, the mystery that they always claim about is from the pyramids, the Sphinx, that they still to this day don't know how they were able to design an irrigation system in the desert that's modeled all over the world. They don't understand how they were able to build these Sphinx 500 feet high and higher, and they developed a pulley system. But the rooms were so designed that the mummies were kept in rooms that had the exact temperature to preserve the body for years. They still don't totally understand how those mathematicians, how those physicists, how those engineers back then were able to design the equipment, able to design the technology of their time to build those massive structures that still stand today. We have always been there. And we want to understand that these experts in medicine, mathematics, and literature were writing and publishing even back then. And the citizens of Cyrene, they were athletic merchants, philosophers, orators, mercenaries, and even entertainers. They were there. The Jewish community of the city had a deep interest in Judaism and produced an important literature, including the five books and histories of the Maccabees. And we'll start there tomorrow and talk about the Maccabees and who we all have heard about, Simon of Cyrene, who helped Jesus with the cross on his way to Calvary. Back to you, Minister Brenda.
Wow, wow, wow. Woo! Rich word this morning. Powerful information. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa, for all that you do. I'm telling you, this is phenomenal, and we so love and appreciate you. I will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction. Let's pray over our prayer requests. Heavenly Father, we say thank you. Thank you for allowing us to be here in this time and in this season to hear what you have given us this morning. We're so grateful, Lord, because we say, oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Father God, I'm telling you, you have really shown your greatness through this woman of God, Father, just given us this rich word, this rich information, Father, just to help us identify who we are in you. We thank you, Lord God, that you pouring back blessings on top of blessings on Dr. Vanessa. Oh, Lord, give her the desires of her heart, Father. Thank you because she delights herself truly in you. Thank you, Father God, for blessing her going out and her coming in, blessing everything her hands touch and where her feet tread, blessing her family, her loved ones, and all that are near and dear to her. We know, Father God, that you are placing her in a place within her ministry, Father God, that it will be abundantly and exceedingly blessed because you are in it. Thank you, Father, for everything that you're doing for the people of God that are on this call. We ask you, Father, for healing for our brother Eugene Rice. Lord God, we call him healed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Big girl Taryn, Champ, Ron, Dwayne, Cheryl, Malik, Miracle, Jerry, Eleanor, Stephanie, Paul, Sandy, Apostle Melissa, Richard, Troy, and so many, Lord God, Rosemarie, that we know that are on our hearts, and there are many, Lord, that we know that are having challenges with their health, but we call them healed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you for putting your arms around the bereaved families, the Cox, the Wilson, XL, Marshall, Durden, and so many, Lord God, that we know personally, Father God. Thank you for comforting them like never before. Lord, we are confident of this very thing, that the work you begun in us, you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. We give your name praise, and we give your name glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Yes, 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 you can get this playback, and you can share it with someone. That number is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The PIN is the same, 957-677-pound. And again, The morning motivational call is up next with our certified health coach, Queen Victoria Flanagan, who will be sharing great information on diverticulitis. Okay, that number again, 667-770-1525. The PIN is 294-617#. Again, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Brother Minister Darrell, for allowing God to use you to with the joy of the Lord in your heart, seating and greeting everyone this morning. And thank you, our dear Kaylin, for allowing God to use you. Lord, you are my strength, strength like none other. I love that song. Thank you for allowing God to use you this morning, and we give God glory for you. And Dr. Vanessa, what can I say? Got my bib on, and I think I'll keep it on for tomorrow, okay? Because this okay. is truly a blessing. We love you and appreciate you. Would you come and close us out with the benediction?
Father, we just thank you for your word that changes lives, for your word that delivers us, for your word that equips us to go out and be your ministers in the marketplace. Thank you that you're reminding us from Africa to America. We have always been there, and it's always been in us as it excels out of us. Stir up the gifts of God in us, that we will not just be hearers of this word, but we'll be doers to make our mark on history, on the deposits you've placed in us, that we'll be good stewards over all you've given us. So as we leave this call, but never your presence on this Ash Wednesday, we crucify the desires of our flesh, and we say a complete yes to you, Daddy God, Spirit of the living God. Have your way in our going in and our coming out, and with all we do and say, we'll give you and you alone the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. See you in just a few minutes, hopefully, on the Awareness Wednesday call. Go out and have an absolutely awesome day. Be blessed. Bye-bye.